I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbags, great to have you back for another week. Hopefully it's been a dirty one for you wherever you are around the world listening. Hey, as we say, thanks for being here. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So we're looking forward to another really good show tonight. Got some WBC talk, curtain call questions, of course, signings of Bo Bichette and the Blue Jays in the past week, and a few other little quiet moves here and there, but we'll go over that all tonight, Nolan and myself, as we always do. And before we get there, we do have to give our shout out to the team over at Rip Grip Pro. That's the ripgrippro.com. You can check them out, the hitting training aid that we use with our training development program, and gives you that palm up, palm down feeling. It's very easy to use, and but unbelievable small tool that gives large results. So you definitely want to have it in your hitting program, is for sure. So, and you can check them out again, like I said, at ripgrippro.com. And then, of course, the rope trainer, throwing aid, training aid, as John Smoltz says, everybody from a little leaguer to a major leaguer should be using it. You can use it everywhere around the field. Just a tremendous training throwing aid. We've been with them since 2017, so that's how committed we are with them. And you know what? You can find out more information right on our website at www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. And as I always say, reach out to us. Reach out to me, Kirk, at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We'll discuss it. We'll talk about it. DM me on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, and happy to go through you why I believe in it, why we believe in it, why John Smoltz believes in it so much. So that's the rope trainer. So great to have them on with us and supporting the show, and also supporting all you dirtbags out there. It's right there for the taking. So anybody that has got them in their hands and use them as their part of your baseball journey, thank you very much for believing in it. Thank you very much for, more importantly, believing in yourself. So that's what it's all about, man. Every day you get to wake up, you get to be a dirtbag, and that's what's exciting, and that's the way you should be. On the field, off the field, don't talk about it. Get out there and live it, breathe it, die it, do it every single day, because you get one chance. That's what we do know. We don't know a whole lot over here, but we do know that. You get one chance to do it. So if you're not living it every day, that's on you. Anyways, we're going to be really looking forward to it. Come back, settle in, get that favorite drink, and we will be back right after the break.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Hey, Nolan, got spring training coming. Pitchers catchers report in a week. Still got some behind the scenes stuff going on. Day to day, I'm starting to get jacked, man. I'm starting to feel. We got sun sitting outside right now for the first time, what seems like in at least a good month. I don't know where you are, Dirtbags, and what you've had, but it's been tough where Nolan and I have been. So, but yeah, I mean, I just want to jump in with that first right off the top, man. Well, I'm starting to feel it now. I see that sun, the snow's melting. I'm feeling it, brother. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, we're less than a week away. I mean, there's nothing more exciting. I mean, yeah, especially being a Canadian, like you're starting to see a little bit of green in the grass. Oh, that's perfect. Cause yeah, we're sick of this snow that we get up here. Anyways, let's jump into it. Jackson Holliday, number one overall pick from this previous draft. Obviously, I mean, this seems like a customary thing over the past couple of years at least. But he's getting the invite to Orioles spring training. Does he have any sort of chance out of it to make the team? I think he'd need to go absolutely berserk in spring training in order for him to make the team. Because, okay, let's just talk about it quick. So he's one of 30 that were invited that are non-rostered players for the Orioles. But he only has 20 professional games under his belt. He did hit .297 with a .489 on base and a .422 slug, 5 doubles, 9 RBIs, 4 steals between rookie and low A ball last year.
Well, that's it, right? You bring him up with those other good young studs that they got in it, and he sits in the clubhouse. He gets the opportunity to see what it's all about. You know, he's growing up around it. He's lived it through his dad, but now it's his journey, right? And that's it, but hey, you have to live it, you have to feel it, you have to breathe it, but you also have to sit there and take in from the veterans about not when it's going to happen, because it's going to happen. The trials and tribulations of being a pro baseball player. So he gets the highlight of spring training, he gets that feel, he gets that taste, like so many others around the league are getting that opportunity to do this year. Because of the WBC, I really do believe they're getting that opportunity, and it's going to be great for baseball, good for MLB, good for the teams to be out there and be promoting these young players in the future as well. So I agree with you. He's not going to end up on the roster, but great opportunity for the kid.
Yeah, like, I mean, hell, even if he bats 500, let's be honest, 20 professional games, they might start him at double A if he goes berserk. Like, he'd probably jump over high A. But I even that, though, I can't really see. I think they got to do a natural progression with him. Don't rush him up. Obviously, a lot of their guys are either second-year guys or still rookie guys, basically. Obviously, like, they got some vets on the team, I'm not saying, but I'm just saying, like, their young core.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You want to spread them out, right? If not, you kind of end up being like what the Jays are going to have after 2025. You know, you got the Biggio, which hasn't ended up being a tremendous major leaguer like Bichette and Guerrero, but you don't want to have too many of those big studs coming all at the same time, especially if they all do play to their level and potential. Now, all of a sudden, that's a whole chunk of change coming out all at once. So they definitely don't want to do that.
Yeah, like I think realistically, the only way that he can make it out of spring is if their third baseman gets injured and Gunnar Henderson has to slide over from shortstop over to third base. Because who was their third baseman last year? Ruiz?
Yeah.
And he won a gold glove there last year. So, I mean, it's one of those things where there's almost no shot. But either way, you're just seeing it more and more over the past couple of years where those former number one overall picks are coming out, doing spring training, getting that cup of tea up with the big leaguers, getting used to it and everything like that. But don't be surprised when he gets sent back down to the minors.
Yeah, I don't see a Bobby Witt happening.
No. So then you said jumping back over to the Jays, obviously, Bo Bichette signs a three-year extension, basically knocking out all of his years of arbitration. Ross Atkins followed that up by basically saying, hey, listen, like, right now the plan is just kind of a wait and see. We've got these guys under contract for three more years. We obviously want to sign them to long-term extensions, but at the same time, we have 3 years with these guys, so we need to see if we can actually win with them before we hand out these $200, $300-plus million contracts to these guys.
I love the wait and see comment. You know what? Like, good for you, I guess, but let's be honest there, Beggs. Let's really throw it on the table. You now have Bo Bichette signed for 3 years through his arbitration years, right? Subtle comments have been all off season about trying to maybe move Bo Bichette. Because let's be realistic, the Toronto Blue Jays are not signing Bo Bichette and Vlad Jr. to long-term deals together. It's just not going to happen. They are not that team to be able to afford that, to do that, to the amount of money that they're going to command. So this is great by the Blue Jays because we don't know the final details. We were going still at Showtime as between $30 to $35 million is what's being reported out there for Bo Bichette's deal. But if you think about that now, that's great trading ability. That team that trades for him knows through arbitration exactly what they're paying each year, right? They know that. So now you can ask for a bigger haul in return as well.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the Jays don't want to do that. Why wouldn't you want to have Bo Bichette and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in your lineup together? That's a no-brainer. But if you start getting a little deeper on it and stuff like that, they did Vlad for what, 1 year? I think maybe $15 million or something like it was?
14 and a half. Him and Alonso signed the same deal to break the first base record for...
Okay.
For first-year arbitration for first baseman.
Yeah, and now you got Bo in there at three. So now, man, look at the options that just opened up for them. Wait and see.
Well, here's the thing, right? So I disagree with the fact that the Jays don't have the money comment just because Rogers is in the same boat as YES Network. Like, they got money out the wazoo. They own Canada pretty much, just for Americans that don't know, right? Like, Rogers has what, I think, naming rights to four stadiums or something like that. They're the massive television corporation up here in Canada. Basically, they run the sports department pretty much outside of our Canadian version of ESPN. But anyways, so like, here's the thing, right? Bo Bichette, he's going to want the shortstop money. In 4 years, he's not going to be a shortstop. He is a glorified Gleyber Torres. They've experimented with him at shortstop. We've talked about this previously. He's a second baseman. That's what he's going to be over the duration of his career because his defense is still a liability. Even with the addition of Matt Chapman last year, who obviously helps him out on the backhand side of it and just allows him to go to the forehand side, you're still looking at it. And Bo Bichette, I don't trust him as a long-term shortstop. I get it, he's young enough and he's still athletic, But the way that he plays defense to me just screams second base by the time he's 26, 27 years old. So that's my biggest concern with him. Vladdy Jr., I mean, no one knows what he's going to end up signing for. He's going to get, obviously, a buttload of money, whether it be in Toronto or whether it be somewhere else. I can see him being the long-term option for another team, honestly. I can't see him being the long-term option for first base for the Toronto Blue Jays just because I'm just following the trajectory of his dad's career where it doesn't seem like, and I'm not saying like there wasn't loyalty there, obviously, but Vladdy Sr. played for what, four different teams or something like that throughout his career? And I mean, Vlad still doesn't even really speak English.
Well, we're seeing it. I mean, we all know it, but this year was a really good telltale story across the league, right? You're going to follow the money. It's as simple as that. You're following the money. So it's a no-brainer. So, you know, the bottom line for me is, like I said, it just gives the Blue Jays, to me, options. Anybody trading for Bo Bichette at least knows what they're going to trade for if they can pull the trigger in the next 2 or 3 years. They move him over to second, like you said. They go that route. They may end up losing both of them. Who knows? Who knows? You're right. Exactly. You're just not going to... Well, you're not going to know until the time comes.
No, exactly. But, I mean, you made the point, though, and it's a very valid point. You do trade him, or if they do end up trading him, then, yeah, it works out perfectly because, yeah, you know exactly, like you said, you know exactly what you're paying him for the next 3 years. It's all figured out. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Hey, this is what he signed for. Boom, done. Here you go. Here's the package.
And it's good for the Jays, too, because they know now what they paid for, so now they know what they can go because they really are in a championship swing, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're right there.
Yeah, their window's there.
So it's a great thing. Now they know what pitchers they can go out and get or other players if they need to and stuff like that. So you know what? Good overall. It's a good overall. There's just a lot of interesting facets to that one that I just wanted to bring up. And, you know, if you're an excited Jays fan, you should be excited. There's no question. But be realistic to what could also be on that package.
Mm-hmm. So coming up after the break, we'll talk about the new rules that are happening for the 2023 season and some of our previews for what's about to come for the World Baseball Classic.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Like Nolan said before the break, we got, WBC talk and lots of questions coming in about these new rule changes that are going to be implemented and in effect. And, hey, we're going to have to watch a lot of spring training games. So we'll try to break it down a little bit and dissect it, especially on the pitching clock and batters in and out of the box clock and how it kind of ties together and stuff. So, hey. WBC, got a couple of guys dropping out, Nolan. What I guess first was Jordan Romano with Team Italy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, turned down Team Italy. I don't fully know the extent of it. Sounds like recovering from an injury type of deal. And then...
Well, a little bit of that, but what I also took, if you look, Italy's in that Taiwan division, right?
Yeah.
And so you figure, you know, you got spring training going on, then you got to go all the way to Taiwan, compete in that, and come back.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a toll on the body for sure.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's, I mean, it's definitely not easy for that one, but.
Real
but
tough.
Yeah, and then obviously Team Canada, because he is a Canadian boy, they offered him a spot on the roster after he basically turned down Italy and he said, no, I can't do that to Italy too.
And the right thing, right?
Yeah. Italy gave him his first chance. Like, that was the thing. Italy gave him his first chance at the World Baseball Classic back in 2017 when he was in low A ball, I believe it was. With the Toronto Blue Jays, obviously Canada at that point in time, they were kind of an older roster and Italy was basically up and coming guys. Not a lot of major league experience on that team. So, I mean, it made sense for them to give him a chance. Canada, obviously, they went with the more veteran MLB presence guys. Didn't really pan out for either of them, obviously, because I don't believe either of them made it out of the first round. But anyway, so yeah, you get Romano. Opting out, Josh Naylor, it sounds like he might not participate because of injuries from last year and trying to get ready for Cleveland, but his brother Bo Naylor will play for Canada. He's going to be one of the catchers. I don't know if he'll be the starting catcher per se, but at least it sounds like he's got a crack at it. Cleveland has given him permission for that. But Canada's roster, I mean, realistically, outside of Freddie Freeman, it's a very ho-hum lineup.
Like, tough division to go through.
Yeah. Yeah, so Canada, I mean, you're looking at it. Jameson Taillon, he's opted out. They have a couple other guys that I noticed this week. They've opted out. Tyler O'Neill and Freddie Freeman are basically the two big-name guys on Team Canada's roster, which is very lackluster. But when you're going up against USA, I mean...
Well, even Tyler O'Neill staying in there, right? Because last year he had a few of those, you know...
Oh, he had tons of injuries.
Few more than bumps and bruises.
Yeah.
Right? And so, good for him. I mean... As a Canadian, good for him. As a baseball guy, you know.
As a Cardinals fan, I'm scared.
Yeah, good for him too, but you sure don't want to see anybody get injured in the WBC. You know, it's, but anything can happen, right? And that, at the end of the day, they really do have to fire right up, right? Like we were listening yesterday to, Waino, Nolan, and Goldie. Talking about it and you know,
oh, that was
Cardinals got a lineup of guys going to compete in for different teams and stuff like that, right? Yeah. But like they said, it you know, everybody out there, it happened to be them that we were listening to and that were on, everybody's in the same vote. You know, you're going to play for your home team. You want to. You only get so many times to do it in your lifetime, right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. And I mean, Wainwright, he was the one guy that said, because out of those three, he's the only guy that hasn't participated for USA. He was like, yeah, I got on the phone with Theroux, obviously being former teammates and everything like that. Got on the phone, expressed my interest. He offered me a spot on the team. So, of course, I'm going to take it. It's my last kick at the can, yada, yada, yada. He was talking about possibly playing for the Olympics a couple years ago there when his career seemed like it was just over. And then obviously he had the resurgence back in the COVID year. Like 2020, I'm saying, the original short season COVID year. Anyway, so, But some of the questions that were asked of those guys were absolutely just stupid.
Well, there's like, no fire and excitement in it, right?
No, but I'm sitting there just listening to it. And I mean, we talked about it in the truck when we were driving out for dinner. And it was one of those things where it was just like, yeah, so, I mean, do you guys want to win gold this year? Like, is that kind of the expectation? Yeah. No, we want to finish silver. Of course you're going to want to win gold. Wait, don't even ask that question. Why else would you play?
Yeah. Like, yeah, they were just so ho-hum and so generic with the questions and stuff, right? Like, you knew the answer before. It was almost like they were replying to the answers like, is this really happening right now? Like, these are what I'm having to answer? How do I even get excited about that answer and stuff like that, right?
No.
And so what Nolan and I are trying to say, right? Like, you got a new season coming up. WBC, as it always is right in spring training, right at the first of the season. You guys are all jacked. You ladies are all jacked. All the listeners, we're jacked, as we should be, because like we said, it's a new season upon us. Let's get excited.
Uh-huh.
And I guess even the way they were asking them was just, like you said, monotone. Hey, how are you today? Good to have you on, Nolan. Thanks for participating. Are you excited about... Are you killing me, dude? You're killing me.
Yeah. No, like, as a baseball fan, you got to be pumped up. Like, Paul Goldschmidt, there are perfect questions for him. Because Paul Goldschmidt is that type of guy when he answers questions. If anybody's seen any sort of his interviews...
He's going to give you the professional response,
like,
right?
Like, that guy is just so black and white, it's not even funny. Where Nolan Arenado, he's the guy that's fiery and everything like that. And that's what they always say in the Cardinals clubhouse. So I'm sure he was just sitting there just like, what the heck am I doing answering these questions? You guys got to ask me some better questions. Now, obviously, they did ask the one good question that I took from it was, okay, so you guys are participating in this. How much more prepared for the season are you than the rest of the actual guys just participating in spring training? And he's like, oh, no, these are immensely more, like, you're immensely more prepared for the season going into it after playing in this than just doing a normal spring training. Because spring training, most of the time, those vets, okay, A, they're not going on the road. They're just doing their home games, right? And B, this is actual competition. Like, they're going to get more than one at-bat in these games. Where 9 times out of 10 in spring training, it's, hey, you know what? I'll take an at-bat, maybe 2 a game, depending on how deep it is in spring training. Obviously, the deeper it goes in spring training, they're going to take 3 at-bats. World Baseball Classic, it's not like you're pulling these guys out of the lineup. Like, you're starting your best 9, or best 8, I guess, day in, day out. And the 9th, I mean, the pitching staff's going to be a little bit different. Obviously speaking, a lot of teams are carrying a lot more pitchers out of necessity because a lot of guys aren't going to be ramped up to go 5-6 innings pitched right at the very start of it. I mean, I know Marcus Stroman, he was the one probably aberration from the 2017 World Baseball Classic where he was able to go 6-plus innings in a couple of his starts. Obviously ends up winning the MVP of the whole thing.
But had a down year.
But yeah, exactly. It was a toll on him.
Yeah, for sure, right? Because like you said, right? And you know dirtbags as well, right? We're all human beings. We get the adrenaline rolling. You're playing for your country. Man, I feel great, man. Let me keep dealing. Okay, let's keep dealing. Until after the fact and you come down, it's like, oh my God, yeah. Like, jeez. And again, I get it. These professional athletes are training year-round and stuff like that. But having said that, in the baseball world, especially pitchers, they're also realizing take some time off for good recovery. As we're getting smarter too, right? It's not just your muscles and your aches and your bones. It's rest. It's diet. It's nutrition. And really been reading a lot about rest lately and stuff like that and how important it is and how vital it is to you succeeding to your fullest level. It's amazing how many people are coming out with that. So I guess that's kind of where I was going with the Tyler O'Neill one with Canada and that. Like, hey, thumbs up, brother, man. And he's got that go get him attitude.
Oh, 100%.
He's a brick, you know what house.
Ass house, yep.
And get after it. So there's no question he's going to be all in on it and stuff like that. It's excellent. But, you know, but then on the other side, you go down there and Carlos Correa steps out of the Puerto Rican lineup there, what, 2 days ago, I guess it was, I think Monday, that him and the Twins officially made the announcement where, he's expecting his second child during that stretch of time in spring training and that. And same thing, right? Time constraints and trying to be a new father, second time father. It's, you know, very disappointing, but the right decision. Would have been a nice left side, though, with him and Lindor.
Oh, 100%. No, that's the thing. But so I mean, we kind of touched on it a little bit beforehand regarding the MLB rules. The MLB rules for the World Baseball Classic won't be in effect. World Baseball Classic does it under the World Baseball rules. So, I mean, there's still going to be some of those things that are different, but at the same time, similar. Obviously, the runner starting on second base in extra innings, I believe, will still be in effect for the World Baseball Classic because that is a worldwide used rule.
Yeah.
Outside of that, though, it's not like a lot of the MLB rules are carrying over. But so we'll jump into some of these MLB rules.
I don't even think they're going to do the computer ump either. No. I think it'll be we've been watching for the last 100 years.
Yeah, it'll be normal for that way.
Yeah.
But jumping over to the actual MLB rules for what's going to be implemented this year. I mean, we've touched on it a little bit in previous episodes.
But a lot of people wanting to know, right? And a lot of questions coming in about it. So thanks for sending them in to us for sure. Mm-hmm. The biggest one, I think, you know, really, I mean, the stolen bases is a stolen basis. Will it go up with the bigger bases? Will it go up with the pitch clock? Time's going to tell on that one. It's just really interesting. But to break it down and go a little deeper with the pitch clock and the batter's clocks in and out of, like, after a hitter goes, has a home run, has a hit, it gets a little tricky. You really got to dig into it and stuff like that. But really, by the time I was done kind of reading it and looking through it for myself, it was almost like I like it. I'm going to adapt to it. I'm going to change to it because the proof is in the pudding that it does speed up the overall game. It speeds up the rhythm and the tempo of the game. And I do really strongly believe in that. But it's going to become every other sport. It's now timed. There's so much timing going on. It's now a timekeeper type of a professional sport, just like your hockey, just like your football, basketball, shot clocks, whatever you want. So, you know, Noel and I'll dig a little deeper with it, share a little bit more about what it is, how it breaks down. If you already understand it, maybe, you know, send us anything that you've got on it. If we miss out on anything, for sure, shoot it over to us. DM me. As I say, Dirtbag Baseball Nation. But we're going to be right back here after the break, Dirtbags, and we're going to carry on. We'll explain it as best as we can with you.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep. So clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. No time to fool around. We're going to get right after it. So, officially, I guess, Nolan, they call the keeper of the time now the field timing coordinator. This is the person that's going to sit close to the press box and have to never leave a pitch, never leave a second of a game as it's going on. From what I understand and been told, they are basically an extension of the umpires. They've got a headpiece in. They communicate with the on-field umpires between innings just to make sure everything's going well. They're doing their job. And they're hired by MLB. They're not hired by the team, so there's none of that home team advantage crap. They'll be evaluated.
Same football.
Yeah.
Same football.
So they're basically an extension of the umpire, right?
Yeah.
Or the umpire and crew. And that's what they do. They do like a three-game set, and then another person's going to come in and do the next one or whatever it is, depending on home stand, away stand, whatever. So, but yeah, it's really quite. I actually had my eyes open with it when I got reading it. You know, you sit there, and so what is it? It's 15 seconds, nobody on base, 20 seconds with somebody on base for the pitchers.
Yep,
between pitches.
30 seconds for the batter to get to the plate.
Yeah, and that's where it gets tricky. So a home run, by the rule, it's 30 seconds from the time he hits home plate at the completion of his home run. But yet, as I read deeper into it, if an umpire is cleaning the plate, the field timing coordinator cannot start the clock until he's done. So, again, we're going to have to watch it and see it and watch it unfold, because in my mind, after a home run, even if the umpire cleaned the plate, you still have, what, 24 seconds to get in there and get ready?
Yeah, you got plenty of time.
But it might be 30 officially after that, too. I don't know. That's where it kind of gets a little tricky. The other one that was be interesting to watch is after a hit. After a hit, do not start the clock until the ball has been back to the infield and the base runner, hitter, now base runner, has finished giving away his batting glove, his ankle guard, whatever it is, and returned to the base.
Yep.
So there's going to definitely be some give and take, right? Transition period for all of us. But it's all on the judgment and the education of the field timing coordinator. So that's quite a responsibility for this new position.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's big shoes to fill. Like, that's the thing. You can't be slacking on this job.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. So here's the one thing, right? So obviously it's inevitable that we're going to a home plate umpire. This is kind of a question, more so than anything. Who cleans off the plate in that situation? Like, that's what I want to know. What do you do? You bring in the first base umpire? Well, you've got to run down the line?
You're still going to have the home plate umpire, from what I know, right? Because
just he doesn't call balls and strikes.
No, he calls safes and outs and keeps it clean and in-house and order and does the pitching change and manager timeouts and things like that.
So all that stuff. It's kind of weird to me. But either way, so here you go. So here's more rules, right? So pitcher begins his motion to deliver the pitch before the expiration of the pitch timer. If he doesn't, it's an automatic ball. If the batter violates, it's an automatic strike.
Yep.
Batter must be in the box and alert to the pitcher by the 8-second mark, or else he will automatically be charged with a strike.
Yeah.
You get with runner on base, the timer resets if the pitcher attempts a pickoff or steps off the rubber. Obviously, they're only allowed two disengagements, whether it's a pickoff or whether it's just stepping off the back. If they try to make a third one, it's an automatic balk, essentially. The runner gets an advance of the base for free. Mound visits, injury timeouts, and offensive team timeouts do not count as a disengagement. If a team has used up all five of its allotted mound visits prior to the ninth inning, that team will receive an additional mound visit in the ninth inning. This effectively serves as an additional disengagement, and umpires may provide extra time if warranted by special circumstances. So if, as an example, a catcher were to be thrown out on the bases to end the previous half inning and needed additional time to put on his gear.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of it. It sounds simple, you know, but boy, when you really dig into it, there is a lot of variables involved in it all. And, you know, we're all going to adjust. So there's no use getting in a panic. It's happening. It's been working in the minor leagues. Like we said, it's proven that it's working. Shortening games, what, about 26 minutes roughly is what they've been saying over the last couple of years. And it's going to evolve. You know, you've had a couple things that I've looked at with videos and stuff like that. Paulie DeYoung, shortstop, St. Louis Cardinals, gets sent down last year. He gets struck out on time violation in AAA because he didn't know the time clock. Major league player coming back down, didn't have a clue. All of a sudden, the umpire steps out from behind the catcher. Strike three, you're out. What? Over the time violation. Yep. Getting in the box. Matt Carpenter, it's gone totally the other way. He gets sent down. Like he said, right? At first, it was a huge adjustment for him. Didn't like it at all. Because again, you're used to
those vets well, would completely screw with
and
them.
Matt Carpenter was a 15-second guy between. Yeah. Right? He was everything. Go down, grab the dirt, rub it between your legs, rub it between the bat, rub it between your ears, rub it between your nose, you know, and then get back in, right? But then, like he said, once he got into it, and I agree with, I think it was Harold Reynolds the one night watching him on MLB Network, talking about making him a better player almost because he got into a rhythm and a tempo.
Oh, yeah.
And he wasn't out thinking himself, what pitch is coming, what's this, what's that. And again, you'd have to talk with Matt Carpenter personally, but by the time he had made the adjustment, he said he loved it. Then all of a sudden he comes back with the Yankees, and look what he did before he got injured.
Yeah.
Home run, home run, home run. He was...
Yeah, went on the streak there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what, I think June Player of the Month or something like that? Or yeah, if not so, the Player of the Month, at least a nominee.
And that's it, right? No question. Going to take some time, but it's not like these guys haven't known it's coming. And
no, that's the
let's
thing.
Let's be honest. they can bellyache and moan about it all they want to do, but they got 10 million plus reasons. 10 million to what? Verlander's 43.5 million reasons to do it. Keep your mouth shut and do it and learn how to do it. You know, and it'll be better. It will be better because I agree. I mean, hell, there's all kinds of college ball that have been doing it for two or three decades and probably longer than that of speed up practices, tempo practices, getting it going because exactly right. Get that rhythm, get that tempo, get that invigoration of this is how you want to play. You want to just shove it down the other team's throat. And they're smart enough to know on those situations, I think, where they're going to manipulate it. They're going to find out ways to manipulate it. And I can think of them when, like I said, when a hitter gets a hit and they're on the base. You know, there's really, it's a bit of a gray area, right? So you know what? My pitcher needs a bit of a rest here. The first two guys got out on six pitches. Well, I just got a hit. I'm going to take my time taking the guards off, maybe my shoes undone, whatever else, right? I got to give him a couple more minutes here if possible before he's right back out there on that mound in another high-stress leverage position. They're smart. So they'll be talking about all that type of stuff. But overall, a lot of variations with the time that we're all just going to have to sit back and adjust and... But like you said, I mean, those field timing coordinators, that's a big time job now. And they've said that most of them are data people already and been involved with MLB. And so they've just transitioned them over into this position. So I'm excited to see it. I really am excited to see it. I'm excited to see if it does increase stealing. If it does increase all those, I'm also excited to see finally, after all these years of talk about the computer generated strike zone, what happens with it. You know, think of the, this is one thing that popped up in my head, Nolan, as I was thinking about this. Think of how long now catching coaches have been now working from the ground up, right? With framing.
Yeah. Well, I hate that, but.
But I don't even know if it exists anymore now. Like, I'm waiting to see 2024 now.
No, not, yeah, it can't to the same extent, right? No. Just because everybody nowadays, it's like,
you can pull it out of the zone.
No, that's the thing. That's why even the Wilson Contreras signing, like, you think about it, and like we said right when it happened, I mean, it benefits him immensely because he is a god-awful framer. But now he doesn't have to frame. Like, outside, I'm saying, like, probably next year it sounds like it's going to be a 2024 thing by the time they go to the MLB having the automatic strike zone. But it's one of those ones where, yeah, no matter what, at the end of the day, catchers becoming framers is going to become an irrelevant thing.
I think so, yeah. Which I mean, now, and it makes sense, right? They're going to have to work more, I would think, on learning to block.
Yeah.
Really block because, like you said, now I think base runners are probably more likely to go on any pitch.
Yeah.
Right? And if they happen to guess right, and it's in the dirt, even a block ball, they've got a good 3-4 strides going, maybe 5.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 18-inch bases compared to 15-inch bases, like,
and they don't all have howitzers behind there. So if you don't have a howitzer, and I mean an arm dirtbags,
you better have a quick release time.
Yeah,
that's what a lot of teams are going to be teaching guys, is just that quick release time, because most guys will have a strong enough arm as an MLB catcher. But at the end of the day, it really comes down to, can I be in that 0.5 range on a release time? If I can be at that around a 0.5 release time, then I should be sitting around that 1.9 to 2.0 pop time to second base. I mean, major league average is still 2.0. But at the end of the day, you got to see guys all of a sudden, now the major league average better become 1.9 in order for you to be throwing guys out at a consistent basis.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they were just showing the minor league stats. So minor league stats for stolen base attempts went from 69% to 77% since they implemented this rule. So all of a sudden, you're throwing out 23% of guys. That's not acceptable to me. Like, you should still be in that 30% range minimum.
And I'm laughing as we're sitting here talking about this, even dirtbags. I'm sitting there going, now I want spring training games to start, because I want to see how many catchers, even though they know it in their mind that they don't have to do the framing anymore, are still going to be doing that at first, right? Trying to do that. When it's a computer, it's either going to be in the square or it's not. It's either going to be a strike or it's not. It's as simple as that. But I'm curious to see that, where a lot of them, I think, are going to go back to that old school where it's just going to, hey, how can I put my glove in the best position with guys on base to be able to release it, like Nolan was saying, in the qualified time that's necessary now to be an MLB catcher that's going to throw out, well, whatever the data and the stats end up showing over probably, you probably got to give it about 3 or 4 years, right?
Yeah.
You know, and not push the panic button and really give a bit of variation and see what these guys are capable of throwing them out over that time. Does it go down from, you know, 15% being a good one to 23% throwing them out to 15 maybe now?
Yeah.
Maybe that ends up being a good major league catcher, above average major league catcher in about 4 years when all this kind of gets settled down, right?
It better still be above 25%.
You would hope.
Because if I can't throw out 25%. But it's a good
question, right?
But same time, though, you're going to see a lot of pitchers having to go out of a stride step instead of the big leg lift.
Well, that was the last thing I was going to say. Yeah, like when they're on, I did read that. That was another thing where from the stretch, it's timed from the lift. They stop timing it with the lift foot.
Yeah.
Right? From the full wind up, it's first move, I think it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could be stepping around like you see some relievers doing and stuff like that. It doesn't actually stop the clock until you physically lift to go to the mound,
yeah,
or to home plate. To the plate. So great question. I mean, dirtbags, and again, Nolan and I, another quick show. It just seems to go so fast, and we'd be here for weeks and weeks with you if we could. We really would. So keep sending in those questions. Keep reaching out to us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook and Instagram. We will get them answered. We will talk to you in person. That's what it's all about. So we're going to be right back.
Thank you. Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Nolan, time for your final thought.
Fernando Mania getting his number 34 retired by the Los Angeles Dodgers. So the retirement celebration will kick off August the 11th. It'll be a weekend long, I guess, promotional thing that they got going on. I don't know exactly when his number will be retired based off what I'm seeing. It says right on the Friday the 11th, but it's supposed to be, like I said, a weekend long event thing going on. So I don't know what other sort of promotions they'll have going on. But I mean, Fernando Valenzuela, for those that don't know, obviously one of the most dominant pitchers of the 80s. And I mean, he was one of those guys that basically everybody that was a Dodgers fan fell in love with. A lot of guys that were baseball fans, sorry, guys and girls, obviously, that were baseball fans at that point in time, they loved watching him pitch because he would always do the high leg lift and look up to the heavens. That was always his thing to do when he'd get the big old rocker going. And I mean, his stats, he was one of the best pitchers, like I said, for that time period. Sub 3 ERA. I believe that was first for that time period, second for WHIP. Just a fantastic run that he had. He really only pitched for them for about 10 years between 1981 and 1990. He was released prior to opening day in 1991 after his career kind of, I wouldn't say spiraled, but more or less took a downward turn pretty fast. So, I mean, that's one that, yeah, a lot of the Dodgers fans, obviously, they loved watching him pitch because he was just a no-nonsense guy, go right at you and try and get you out.
Absolutely, Nolan, man. Fernando Mania, man. I grew up on anybody out there listening that's my age. You know what I'm talking about. You know, even though I was a Yankees fan growing up, you hated him being against us when we were playing there, but you emulated him out on the field in the backyard, wherever you were, because it was just fun. So good for the Dodgers. Good for Fernando. That's what this game needs to continue on, and appreciating all that stuff. Dirtbags, wherever you are listening to us, we can't thank you enough. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you. Get out there and have a filthy, dirty week on the field, day-to-day life, in your school, wherever it is. Get up, get after it, and get dirty. You know that's what it's all about. You know it. So get up, get after it, and get dirty, and don't sit sideways. Nolan, unfortunately, it is that time, and we have to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.